Do Soda Taxes Really Work? By Alexandra Sifferlin. In 2014, Berkeley, California became the first city in the United States to pass a tax on sugar-sweetened beverages. The goal was to cut back on consumption and eventually to help chip away at rates of diseases like obesity and type 2 diabetes. The tax, which tax on 1 cent per fluid ounce on beverages with added caloric sweeteners like sodas, energy drinks, and sweetened fruit drinks, was officially implemented in March 2015. And according to a new report published Tuesday in the journal PLOS Medicine, it appears to be working. The researchers looked at whether the tax impacted the buying behaviors of Berkeley residents. They found that 1 year after the tax took effect, sales of sugar-sweetened drinks fell by close to 10% and sales of water increased in Berkeley by about 16%. Sales of unsweetened teas, milk, and fruit juices also went up, suggesting people were substituting their sugary drinks with healthier alternatives. "I was really quite surprised, to be honest," says lead study author Barry Popkin of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. "Berkeley already consumes fewer sugary drinks than the rest of America. They are highly educated and higher income. We wondered, if money is not a problem, would they stop?" The findings suggest that even in higher income communities, a soda tax can impact sales. Popkin predicts that the drops would be even greater in cities and counties with lower income communities. In Mexico, which passed a similar tax that took effect in 2014, there have been significant declines in the consumption of sugary beverages. Among low-income residents, it dropped by 17% early on. This strategy may be gaining traction in the U.S. During the 2016 election, 4 cities and 1 U.S. county, including San Francisco and Cook County, Illinois, voted in favor of raising the price of sugar-sweetened beverages. Philadelphia also passed a similar soda tax in June of 2016. "I expect larger effects in those cities," says Popkin. Another interesting finding in the study was that sales of sugar-sweetened beverages in neighboring cities rose nearly 7%, possibly because people may be buying their soda where it's cheaper. Yet Popkin says he's skeptical that the number of people in Berkeley would be great enough to increase the rates of other cities substantially, and believes that the higher rates could be partially unrelated. Other experts argue that taxes in surrounding areas would need to be passed to have a substantial effect.